Bring the captain in, Aiden Delagrosjandier. Couple of power play assists, 28 power play assists on the season, which is more than you had last season after tonight. Two more points. You've got 145 for your career. You're 10 points back of Wendell Clark all time in Saskatoon Blades history. What does that say to you?
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, I don't really focus on that, though.
No, I know you don't.
It's I just try and play my game, and I know points will come if I'm doing it the right way. So that's kind of my mindset.
How proud are you? How happy are you with the way your team played in this game against that caliber of opponent?
Yeah, it was an awesome team performance. I think that was the first time in a long time that we played a full 60 minutes. It was nice to see people sticking up for each other out there, and in previous years maybe that wouldn't have happened. So I'm really happy that our teams come together, and that was kind of a full team effort there.
It's March 1st now, obviously, so playoffs are in a couple weeks. Is that kind of like the baseline game where you say, okay, boys, like, let's get used to this. There's going to be stitches and ice packs after a game like this, and it's playoff hockey.
Yeah, I think so. That was in the third period there, that was definitely a playoff game. They kind of got chippy there, but we're ready for it. I know Soans has really preached to us about ramping it up, and playoffs are coming around right around the corner here. So, we've got to get used to those games.
And how important is it to wear the odd punch in the face and wear the odd whatever slash and just go to the power play? Because obviously that was a big key in tonight.
Yeah, it's really important. Our discipline is last Friday wasn't the best, and we kind of addressed that, and it's been better ever since. So, we know we have a great power play on our team, so we're better on it than penalty killing, I should say.
Dogs night tonight here in the building. Did you hear any dogs during the course of play barking away?
Not during the course of play, but I did it for the national anthem there. That was pretty funny, but maybe the odd bark and TV timeouts or whatever, but it was pretty cool.
I appreciate you talking about the anthem, because that's the second time that Brody Cuff has sung the anthem, brought his dog out in the ice, and the dog is just going crazy, going bananas, doesn't like the fact that it, you know, owner is singing the anthem. I don't know what the heck. Maybe he thinks he's not that good.
No, it was funny.
He's great, by the way. Brody Cuff is outstanding doing the anthem. No two ways about that. You got Moose Jaw coming in. I mean, you've put some distance between yourself and Red Deer. It's about trying to get as high as you guys can in the standings going into the playoffs. And the same thing presents itself on Friday.
Yeah. Moose Jaw, we've seen a lot of Moose Jaw with the past 2 years. We know what they do, and I know if we play our game the way we did tonight, we have no problem there. So I think we just gotta play our game, and like I said, our big three, and we shouldn't have a problem.
Congratulations on the victory, sir.
Thank you.
Take care. Aiden Delagrosjandier, the Saskatoon.